I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Suffering intensifies in displacement camps as India's leaders ignore the mounting crisis in Manipur. Tens of thousands of people fled Manipur's capital when ethnic clashes began 3 months ago. We recently spoke to Pastor Mang, a Kuki church leader connected to A3.
We're just dealing with immediate relief needs. But then imagine like 50 to 60,000 people being displaced. So we need to help them sustain both physically and mentally and also spiritually.
Please pray for an immediate end to the violence in Manipur and look for the special tab at missionnews.org to send relief aid. Over 300 Christian buildings have been destroyed.
As a believer, we understand that we need to forgive. But how can we reconcile when they keep on attacking?
In 2016, the Egyptian government formed a committee dedicated to reviewing applications to legalize church buildings. Now almost 3,000 applications have been approved. On a podcast with Voice of the Martyrs Canada, Fayez Youssef said,
"This is unprecedented in our modern history to have this number legalized and licensed churches and church buildings and conference centers."
Youssef sees this as God moving in the hearts of Egyptian officials.
In Egypt, we've been encouraged so many years now, praying year after the other, praying the promises of God for Egypt.
Youssef says this is just a start. Many Christians across the Middle East and North Africa are still suffering and need the prayers of the global church. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.